Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Heart in Harmony, transcribed. Ladies, this Christmas you'll want to make sure your family enjoys a really fine turkey. And your Kroger store is featuring the season's finest birds, the pick of the flock, Kroger priced for better value. These top quality Kroger turkeys are just naturally better. They're plumper, they're juicier, they're more tender. They've got that unmistakable country fresh flavor. When you put a Kroger turkey in your oven Christmas morning, you know that the combination of this naturally better bird and your cooking skill will turn out something super for your family to enjoy. Yes, Kroger turkeys are practically bursting with tender, juicy meat. The flesh is firm and sweet flavored. The skin is crisp and clean. The white meat is melt-in-your-mouth tender, and the dark meat is rich and succulent. The reason? Well, Kroger turkeys are raised in the best turkey-growing areas. They're scientifically fed to make them plump and tender. And then they're expertly dressed, just like you'd dress a prize bird. And finally, they're carefully selected by critical experts to assure absolute top quality. And value. Say, the Kroger low price will actually help you save. So visit your Kroger store without delay. Ask for a Kroger turkey and be sure of the tenderest, juiciest, best turkey you ever ate. And now, Hearts in Harmony. When Paul Williams and Freddie Lang caught Helen Burroughs trying to break into the farmhouse where Freddie's wife, Nora, was alone, Freddie first let her go and then decided to follow her in his own car. Afraid of what Freddie might do, Paul phoned Penny Gibbs, and together they agreed that they should contact the police. It's an hour later now, and in Penny's home, the doorbell rings.
Oh, I hope this is Freddie. Just a minute.
Hello, Penny.
Oh, Paul, come on in.
Any word yet from the police?
No, but it hasn't been an hour since I phoned them. Kind of surprised to see you in town. How'd you get in?
Well, Dr. Ryan came to see Nora just a few minutes after I phoned you, and I came to town with him.
Well, then Nora's all right.
Fine, but Dr. Ryan wants her to rest for a day or two, so I'm going to keep her at the farm.
Oh, I think you should. She certainly won't rest here. Well, I'm glad to know she's all right.
So am I, but we were all upset over nothing. Dr. Ryan says it was never very serious, just that, well, she has been working too hard.
Well, we'll change things when she gets back here. Mother and I'll see to it that she remembers she's going to be a mother one of these days. Did you tell her about Freddie and Helen Burroughs?
No, I didn't. I thought that ought to come from Freddie.
Then she has no idea what went on at the farm tonight.
No, she was upstairs, sleeping through the whole thing. I told her Freddie had to go back to town for something, be out at the farm again in a little while.
Mm. Well, don't stand out here. Come on inside and sit down.
Oh, no, thanks. I'm too nervous.
Look, maybe you're being upset over nothing, Paul. Freddie says a lot of things he doesn't mean.
I know that, but there was murder in his voice when he went after that Burroughs girl.
Oh, no, he wouldn't do anything as serious as that.
I hope not, but it can happen, you know. Freddie's a strong boy. He might just strike her in anger and hit her hard enough to kill her without meaning to.
Let's not even talk about it. Gives me the shivers.
Well, I've had the jitters for over an hour just thinking about it. If I could only have stopped him.
Well, that's all in the past now, Paul. The thing to worry about is, where is Freddie now, and will the police be able to find him in time?
I shudder when I think of what you mean by in time.
Oh, what I really mean is soon, so that we can both stop worrying.
I know just standing around and worrying isn't going to help matters any. Actually, I came into town to do a little looking around for Freddie myself. I just dropped in here for a minute to see if you'd heard anything.
No, I haven't, not a thing. Don't expect to hear anything. Oh, maybe this is something now. Excuse me.
Well, I certainly hope it is,
Penny. Cross your fingers, Paul. It may be good news.
There's Cross.
Hello?
Hello, is that you, Penny?
Freddie.
Yeah, this is Freddie.
Oh, look, hold on a minute. Paul, it's Freddie.
Oh, thanks, good.
Freddie, where are you? What have you done to...
Now, wait a minute. Wait, I haven't done anything to anybody, Gibbsy. Why, what makes you think I have?
Well, Paul phoned me after you followed Helen away from the farm. He's here now and very worried.
I know what he's excited about, too. I had an idea he might call you. That's why I thought maybe I better phone,
Freddie,
too.
Freddie, is everything all right?
Yeah, sure. Everything's all right. And you tell Dad that, will you? All I did was to catch up with Helen and give her a good balling out. And I took her home from the You Drive It car place. Gosh, Penny, I wanted to knock her block off, but... Well, I didn't lay a hand on her.
Oh, Freddy, I'm glad to hear that. Paul, everything's all right.
Oh, I feel 10 years younger.
So do I. Freddy, where are you going now, to the farm?
Yeah, I have to stop by at the house for a minute and get a couple of things. I'll see you then.
All right, Freddy, bye.
Bye now.
Well, I guess our worries are over, Paul.
And I visioned searching the countryside all night long. What did Freddy say?
He just gave her a good talking to and then drove her home after she returned her car to the rental agency.
Well, the girl's at home, is she?
Yeah.
Do you know where she lives?
In a rooming house on Beach Street, number 19. Why?
Well, I'm going to the police, Penny, and have that girl thrown out of town.
I think that's what I should have done a long time ago. Then we wouldn't have had all this trouble.
Our troubles won't be over till we get Helen Burroughs out of town. The girl's dangerous, Penny.
Paul, I didn't think so at first, but I do now. Now that I know she went out to the farm when she found Nora was there alone. I don't have to use too much imagination either to guess what she went out there to do.
Well, luckily, she didn't get to Nora, and I'm not going to give her another chance to. When Freddie gets here, you can tell him he can stop worrying about Helen, because before this night's over, the police are going to escort her out of town.
Good evening, Penny.
Hello, Joe.
I know it's awfully late,
no,
Penny,
come on in. I know late hours don't mean anything to a doctor.
Well, apparently they mean nothing to you either. I was awfully surprised when I drove by and saw the lights burning in here.
And this is a very strange time of night for you to be in Rossville, Joel. It's almost midnight.
Well, I was at a meeting over in Carver this evening, and I'm on my way back to Heatherton now. Are you always up this late?
No, not always. We did have a little difficulty this evening.
Well, nothing serious, I hope. I see a telegram on the table here. Is that what's keeping you up?
Oh, no, that's a wire from Peg, Julie Martin's mother. She's coming to Rossville in a few days.
Well, the wandering mother returns to the scene of her daughter's triumph.
The wire didn't say anything about Julie's screen test.
No?
No.
Well, you can be sure that's why she's coming back. To cash in on her daughter's fortune and bask in the light of her daughter's fame.
Joel, you've been listening to too many stories about Peg. Personally, I think she wanted to come back for a long time, but was ashamed to. My wire about Julie's screen test was just the excuse she needed. Nothing will ever convince me that she doesn't love her daughter and miss her terribly.
Penny, you're wonderful. You know, you have nothing but good to say about people.
Well, I haven't anything good to say about people. I don't say anything at all.
Uh-huh. And what do you say about me? Nothing?
Not a word.
I don't know what I'm laughing at. Maybe you're serious.
Yeah, you know better than that. Look, come on in and sit down. It's nice in here anyway. You look tired.
Oh, I am. Oh, and say, I don't think I'd better stay more than just a few minutes. I still have to make it back to the hospital tonight.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. I'd put you up here for the night, but I don't know where you'd sleep.
Oh, I could sleep on the floor tonight and be happy. But I do have to be back in Heatherton tonight. You know, I go on duty at 7 in the morning, and I'd better sleep at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Penny.
Yeah?
I hate to ask you this, but did you...
Oh, I know what you're going to ask.
Oh.
I ought to be ashamed of myself, but I have been kind of upset tonight.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Is there anything I can do?
Oh, no thanks, Joel. The flowers were really beautiful. I don't know why he sent them.
Well, the card explained the reason, didn't it?
Yes, I guess it did.
Penny, I hope you didn't object.
To the flowers?
Mm-hmm.
No, I ought to have my head examined if I did.
I also mean to the card. Maybe it didn't get my point across,
Joe, please,
but
I'd much rather we didn't talk about that again.
Well, is there anything better to talk about?
There are a great many things to talk about.
Such as the time of day, the price of beans in Boston, or of corn in Kansas? Or shall we debate the merits of the Whiffen as opposed to the Cravenstock?
Huh? That should make delightful conversation.
Yes, said he between gritted teeth and forcing a sick smile to his lips.
Do you always get silly at this time of night?
Oh, I'm not being silly. I've just proved a point.
Oh, you have you?
Mm-hmm. I've proved there's nothing worth talking about but us.
Joel, don't make me give you an ultimatum.
Oh, why should you have to? Now, look, here we are, two people,
mm-hmm.
up pretty late at night when most of the town is asleep. Well, there's nothing else to think about, no one else to talk about but us.
I can think of many things.
Well, True, I suppose you can. I thought of several myself. But just how interesting did they sound?
Joe, I know exactly what you want to talk about, but you should know exactly how I feel about it. Now look. Let's talk about something else or nothing at all.
Penny, around you, I'm happy talking about nothing at all. Because then I can tell myself all the things I want to tell you.
Don't you make me angry now. Let's drop the whole subject, please.
Well, all right.
Maybe you'd like me to fix you something to eat.
Oh, no, thanks, Penny. I had something to eat right after the meeting tonight. Penny,
mm-hmm.
Is my feeling for you something we'll never be able to talk about?
I'd rather we wouldn't. Don't force me to be emphatic about it, Joel.
No, I won't. I don't think I'd like that. Well, I just dropped in because I was passing by. I'm not sorry I did, but... Well, I'll see you again later in the week if I'm not too busy at the hospital.
Hey, who's still up? Anybody?
Oh, hello, Freddy. I'm up.
Oh, gee, Penny, what's the trouble? Can't sleep?
No, not after the excitement of tonight.
Oh, I guess I turn everybody's life upside down, don't I? I'm sorry if I bothered you. If I'd had any sense at all, I wouldn't have gone after Helen tonight. Didn't do me any good.
What good did you expect it to do?
Well, I thought I could put a scare into her. Make her beat it out of town, but... Gosh, Penny, she just laughed at me.
Oh, Freddie, you might have known that.
Yeah, sure, I should have known it, but... When I caught her snooping around the farm and got to thinking what she might have done to Nora if she'd been able to get into the house, well... I guess I just sort of blew my top.
Freddie, someday you're going to learn that things done in anger are seldom, if ever, right.
Yeah. Someday I'm going to learn. Period.
Well, you needn't worry about Helen Burroughs from now on.
No?
Nope.
Got to worry about her plenty. She said she wouldn't try to get to Nora again, but... Oh, Gibbsy, that dame's word is just about as good as a counterfeit dime.
Freddie, listen to me a minute. Nora's father's gone to the police about Helen, and the police are going to place her under arrest or force her to leave town.
Well, that's good. He what?
I told Paul where she lives, and he's taking a policeman down there, and then they're going to see that she moves.
Oh, no. No, Gibbsy, Dad can't do that.
Yeah, well, he not only can, he has.
Yeah, I know, but that's not the point. The point is this. That's the worst thing he can do. If you think I've got troubles with Helen now, just wait and see the troubles that I have because Dad went to the cops.
So in an effort to help Freddie, Penny and Paul have only made matters worse. Why will interference from the police cause Freddie more trouble than ever? And what was Joel's real reason for calling on Penny so late at night? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Ladies, with Christmas just around the corner, it's high time you made your choice of a Kroger top quality turkey. You'll find that your Kroger store is featuring the season's finest turkeys. Plump, tender, heavy-breasted birds that are full of real country fresh flavor. And no wonder. These turkeys are raised in the best turkey-raising areas by master turkey growers. They're scientifically fed to make them plump and tender. They're expertly dressed, as cleanly as you yourself would dress a prize bird. And finally, they're carefully selected by critical experts to assure absolute top quality. So visit your Kroger store without delay and get your Christmas turkey. This Christmas, enjoy a better turkey. Kroger priced for better value. Yes, the Kroger low price will actually help you save. So visit your neighborhood Kroger store and place your order immediately so you'll get the exact size you want in one of these top quality Kroger turkeys. Enjoy the tenderest, juiciest, best turkey you ever ate. Be sure to listen in tomorrow, same time, same station, for another absorbing transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.